안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 대학 수학능력 시험 9월 모의평가 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2015학년도 대학 수학능력 시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny, what are you doing with your phone?
I'm ordering a pizza. It's really convenient to order things with a smartphone nowadays.
Awesome! Can you tell me how to do that with my smartphone?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mike. How's it going with your vocabulary test next week?
Not very well. As you know, I'm not very good at memorizing words.
Then I would recommend making your own vocabulary cards.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Johnson. I'm an activity coordinator at Discovery Adventure. I'm pleased to invite 20 lucky people to join us for this year's adventure. If you join, you get to discover some of Costa Rica's fascinating secrets for 8 days. Every day, you will have amazing experiences. For example, you'll hike the foothills of one of the world's most active volcanoes and work alongside wildlife experts to protect endangered sea turtles. Also, you'll learn how to cook traditional food from local villagers. Registration begins on December 1st, and the selection process is on a first-come, first-served basis. Just visit www.discoveryadventure.com and submit an online registration form. The participant list will be posted on our homepage. Hurry up and don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have a seat, please. What can I do for you, Mr. Brown?
I'm having trouble with my teenage son these days. I'd like to get your advice.
What exactly is the problem?
He doesn't listen to me at all. We argue all the time.
That's normal. Teenagers are constantly changing. They're trying to get used to their changing bodies while they're becoming more independent.
In theory, I understand, but sometimes he's out of control.
I think it's important to improve your relationship with your son.
How can I do that?
Well, I recommend you spend quality time with him every week. Outdoor activities, such as camping and playing soccer, might be good.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Also, you should try to listen more to understand him better.
I'll keep that in mind.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How may I help you today?
Hi, I tried to use my card to get some cash, but it didn't work. Can you check my card?
Let me see. Oh, the magnetic strip on your card is damaged.
What should I do?
We can replace it with a new one. Could you fill out this request form, please? I also need your ID.
Here you go.
Thank you. One moment, please. It's all set. Here's your ID.
When can I receive the new card?
It'll take about 5 business days to get a new one. We're sorry for the inconvenience. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I'd like to withdraw money from my account.
Okay. Please write down the amount of money and your account number here.
Sure.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Susan. I finally finished decorating our room. Let me show you. How do you like it?
Wow, it looks nice. You hung a mobile from the ceiling. Our baby Angela will love it.
Thank you. It wasn't easy to make the mobile on my own, but it came out well.
Oh, I like our family picture above our bed.
I like it too. The three of us look so happy in the picture.
You're right. It's one of my favorite family pictures.
Did you notice the star-shaped cushion between the pillows on the bed?
Yeah, it looks cute. It perfectly matches the cloud-patterned blanket too.
That's right.
And I'm so glad you put Angela's bed next to our bed.
I knew you'd like it. That way we can easily keep an eye on her.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Clara. How are things going with the costumes for our musical?
Oh, Matthew. I was just looking for you. What do you think about this hat for Doris?
It's perfect. It'll make her look like a mysterious witch.
Glad to hear that. How about this dress for Patricia?
It's awesome. Its bright color will perfectly match the character's cheerful personality.
Great. Do you think this costume goes well with Jake's role?
Let me see. Jake plays a king, not a servant. Could you make it more suitable for the role?
Okay, I'll fix the design. Do you have any specific ideas?
It should be colorful and shiny, with gems and jewels.
I see. I'll finish all the costumes before the dress rehearsal.
That'd be great. I'm sure we'll have a fantastic musical.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 작년에 병원에 입원했던 이유를 고르시오.
David, have you read this article?
No, I haven't. What's it about?
Well, it says about 30% of food waste is food that people bought and forgot to eat before it expired.
It's such a waste of food.
Yeah, the article also says expired food can be dangerous because it may make people sick with food poisoning.
That's right. Actually, that reminds me of what happened to me last year.
What happened?
I got hospitalized after drinking milk.
Really? How come?
You know, it's really embarrassing, but I drank some spoiled milk. It was past its expiration date.
You should have checked the expiration date.
I know. I've always been careful since then.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to buy baseball gloves for my twin sons.
Well, this brown glove is really good. It's $140.
$140? It's too expensive. Could you recommend something cheaper?
Then, what about this black one? It's $40 cheaper than the brown one I just showed you.
Perfect. I'll take two black gloves. I'll pay by credit card. Here you go.
You know, if you're a member of our shoppers program, you can get a 10% discount.
I'm a member, but I don't have my membership card with me today.
That's okay. You can still get a discount. Just tell me your name and the last four digits of your phone number.
Lisa Gibson and 2015.
Okay. You're all set. Here are your gloves, card, and receipt.
10번. 대화를 듣고 슬라이드 자료에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Daniel, do you have a minute?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm working on my presentation for tomorrow. I'd like to get your opinion on my slides.
What's your presentation about?
It's about marketing strategies for a new product.
Okay, let me look at the slides. They look great. I like the design. It's simple, but eye-catching.
Thanks. Do you think I should increase the font size?
No, the font size looks okay as it is.
What do you think about adding sound effects to the slides?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. It could distract people from the main content.
I see. Do you think it's good to include charts to convey the information more effectively?
Yeah, but too many of them won't help.
I think you're right.
Global in Action에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I am Janet Danish of Global in Action. As you know, more and more people now want to do something meaningful. But a lot of them don't know what to do. So I'd like to introduce Global in Action. Global in Action is a nonprofit organization which aims to help people in developing countries. It was founded by Sarah Hatch, a former tennis player, in 2000. Global in Action has more than 1,000 members all over the nation. Every year, we send our members to many countries, like Laos or Cambodia, for volunteer work. We help build houses, dig wells, teach children, and do various other things to improve the community. If you're not sure how to spend your vacation, consider joining us. I'm sure you'll have one of the most valuable experiences of your life. If you don't have time, we always welcome financial contributions. For more information, please call us at 1-800-555-2134. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 수강할 방과 후 프로그램을 고르시오.
Chris, the community center is offering some really good after-school programs for students. What about taking one of them together?
Good idea. Can I look at that leaflet?
Sure. Here you go.
Well, I have a piano lesson every Friday, so I can't join any programs on that day.
Okay, and I usually get home from school around 4 p.m.
Then we have to choose a program that starts after 4:30.
Right. I prefer doing a physical activity. How about you?
Me too. I like sports. Plus, I should exercise more.
Then we have two options. And there's a $10 difference between them.
Well, I can only spend $25 a month for this.
I'm in the same situation. That leaves us with this program then.
Sounds good. Let's sign up tomorrow.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, Helen. It's me, Ryan. Could I talk to you for a moment?
Of course, Ryan. What's the matter?
I'd like to talk about the noise coming from your house at night.
What noise? I haven't been home at night because I've been working the night shift.
Really? Then who's been playing the guitar late into the night this week?
Oh, that would be my younger brother, Jack. He moved in with me last week.
I see. Is he a musician?
Yes, he is. Jack majors in music and hopes to be a professional guitarist someday. So he practices his guitar every day.
That's good. But playing an instrument late at night isn't nice. In fact, the neighbors have been complaining about the noise.
I didn't know that.
Is there anything you could do about it?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Rebecca. Where are you going?
Do you remember my friend Debbie from England? I'm going to the airport to pick her up. She'll be staying with me for a week.
Wow, that's great. What are you planning to do?
There are some options, but one thing is certain. We'll definitely go to the Mud Festival.
Really? I've always wanted to go to the Mud Festival.
Then you should join us. It'll be fun for all of us to go there together.
When are you going?
This Friday. We'll take an express train.
Okay. I will go with you. By the way, have you bought the train tickets?
Not yet. I'm going to buy them tomorrow.
Well, I heard on the news that lots of people are going to the festival this Friday, so I think we should buy the tickets right now.
Oh, no, I can't. I have to leave for the airport now.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 민수가 앨리슨에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Minsu is a college student studying Korean history. Today, he ran into Allison, who is an exchange student from Canada. She is usually cheerful and smiles a lot, but she looks unhappy today. When Minsu asks why, she says that she's been working on a history paper about King Sejong and showed the first draft to her history professor just before. The professor liked the general content and praised her effort to write in Korean. However, he also pointed out that she made many grammatical errors. Allison is now worried that she might not get a good grade due to the errors. Minsu knows she's been putting a lot of effort in writing the paper and feels sympathy for her. He wants to offer some help revising her paper. In this situation, what would Minsu most likely say to Allison?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Welcome to Grand National Park. I'm Captain Steele, a park ranger. As you can see, it's the best time of the year to enjoy hiking. To make tomorrow's hike fun and safe, I'd like to give you some important safety tips you should consider. First, check the weather. The weather can change very quickly in the mountains. So, keep an eye on the weather conditions. Also, wear appropriate clothing. The temperature can vary throughout the day, so it's better to dress in layers than wear a single thick jacket. Another tip is to prepare a first aid kit. It will be invaluable if you suffer scratches, bug bites, or other minor injuries. You may also want to carry emergency supplies, such as a map, compass, flashlight, and whistle. They'll be very useful if you get lost. Last but not least, always travel with at least one other person. You don't want to be alone in case of an emergency. These tips are simple, but very important. Please keep them in mind and enjoy your hike tomorrow. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Grand National Park. I'm Captain Steele, a park ranger. As you can see, it's the best time of the year to enjoy hiking. To make tomorrow's hike fun and safe, I'd like to give you some important safety tips you should consider. First, check the weather. The weather can change very quickly in the mountains. So, keep an eye on the weather conditions. Also, wear appropriate clothing. The temperature can vary throughout the day, so it's better to dress in layers than wear a single thick jacket. Another tip is to prepare a first aid kit. It will be invaluable if you suffer scratches, bug bites, or other minor injuries. You may also want to carry emergency supplies such as a map, compass, flashlight, and whistle. They'll be very useful if you get lost. Last but not least, always travel with at least one other person. You don't want to be alone in case of an emergency. These tips are simple, but very important. Please keep them in mind and enjoy your hike tomorrow. Thank you.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 고려할 사항으로 언급되지 않은 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.